Hi, this is Dark Mark, the Goth Comedian. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. We're going to start the show a little differently than usual, and I'll explain why. I'm just about to go to a movie premiere of Body Count, written and directed and starring Jen Nangle, aka Malvolio, who has been on the podcast before. Definitely check her out in the archives. But we taped the show the other night, and it was a wonderful show. And however, there were some problems as far as getting into the studio. We only had the studio for an hour, and the show before us was late, and our guests were a little late in arriving, so we didn't start taping until 20 minutes in. And apparently the audio, as I'm trying to upload it, I can't upload it right, so we're going to be starting the show in progress. It's a terrific show. Talk about belly dancing, we talk about tarot, we talk about all sorts of crazy stuff, and I get a little birthday surprise. But as always, my co-host is everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Six, and our guests are belly dancer and, as you'll hear, all sorts of things extraordinaire, Nancy Nariana. Our other guest, who is equally wonderful, is a cosplayer, DJ, camera person, does all sorts of things, and these two are very much involved in the Dude Parade, and collaborators, Crystal Kira. So I think you're going to enjoy the show. It's going to be a fun-sized one, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out.
Before we get started, I do have to say that we are being sponsored by Ray's Energy Drink. There it is, Ray's Energy Drink. I'm drinking it straight, so to speak, and Nicole is mixing hers with vodka, which it mixes well. This is the new juice box flavor, which is very juicy, very tasty.
Delicious.
Delicious. One of their wonderful, great flavors.
Mind if I try a little flavor, a little taste of that?
Yeah, you can have some of mine.
Yeah, of course. I'm trying. I want to see.
Oh, my God. He's going to drink it out of the can.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't personally take it in the can, but you might get cooties,
so we'll see what happens.
It's very good.
Yes.
I have to say, it's very, very tasty.
And the best part about it, zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash.
Very, very good.
And if, you know, they don't have it at 7-Elevens or grocery stores. They have it at GNCs and vitamin shops. And I know you're a big weightlifter, so you go to those places.
Sometimes, yes.
not lately, but I understand. Yeah. So don't pay full price. Go to the description in the podcast, wherever you're listening to us on podcasts, or on YouTube, and you'll get a link. 15% off a case of Ray's Energy Drink. You can get Juice Box. You can get the new Ginger Ale. You can get all sorts of great flavors. Baja Lime tastes like Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
Juice Box is great.
Yes.
Yeah, a unique parade with, just all kinds of entries. It's kind of progressed over the years. It's changed quite a bit. So it's, let's see what it's going to be this year. We haven't had it for 3 years. So, so it's making another comeback after COVID.
Right. So you were the queen of the Dude Parade, I think more than 1 year, right?
Yes. Oh, well, no. Actually, I was queen in 2014.
Okay.
So that was my year, and it was a special year because I got all kinds of coverage. I got the LA Times article. I got the Passing of Weekly and the, the Star News. I mean, I had like so much news coverage because everybody just sort of picked up on the fact that I'd been in the parade from the very beginning and I'd never been queen, and I tried. So there was all this drama about finally I was queen. And that year, I really put on more effort to do it, where I came out in this like thing that people carried me out on, and I did a belly dance. But I had done it many times before, but this time it was more over the top. So that year, I was.
You were the queen of the Duda.
Yeah. So this year they have they already had the queen contest, so they already chose one for this year.
Now, if you're queen for 1 year, can you be queen for another year?
There, once a queen, you're always a queen.
Well, that, of
so,
course.
You know, but no, they have a different one every year.
Right.
But I think I might be one of the more memorable ones.
I would say so. And Crystal, what were you doing at the Duda Parade?
At this Duda Queen contest, I was a. I started off as a nun, and it was great. Yeah, bless you, my child. Bless you.
Yes.
Bless
you. Oh, thank you. We've all been blessed, Nicole.
Yes. And people really enjoyed that, except for one person.
Oh, tell me about that. Yeah, I got to hear that. I always have to hear about the contrary opinion.
I don't understand why, and I've seen him at many Duda parades before. But for some reason, he had a negative reaction to me blessing him. So,
was that Satan? I mean, who was this?
I guess so. I don't... yeah. But so then I transformed in my act. I transformed from being the nun to being Barbie, and then Barbie.
And that's way before the Barbie thing, but Barbie 2023 Barbie.
Well, actually, I'm talking about this queen contest this year.
Oh, okay, so you did so Barbie this year?
I specifically, the fame of Barbie this year is being one of the ideas for my act.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the act, I then transformed into an astronaut. So I was
right.
So I was. And then I had Rocket Man music playing behind me. By the way, Barbie Girl was playing behind me when I was doing the Barbie act.
I would hope so.
Then finally I transformed into the Pantyhose Fairy, which then I had the Pantyhose song playing behind me, which Count Smokula, who you would love referenced Count Smokula, earlier.
One of our guests.
You're right. He actually performed the song right out at the 2017 Duda Parade. Nancy and I approached him during the parade,
mm-hmm.
and I was the Pantyhose Fairy at that point, and I said, we both asked him if he would perform a song about pantyhose, and so right there,
pantyhose,
yeah, mm-hmm. the women's
right,
hosiery,
yes.
So he immediately started performing a song right there. Unfortunately, I had my video camera running at the time, so I recorded him playing this song on his accordion that he just wrote, like, immediately right in front of me.
That's how Smokula does it.
He's amazing. Cool. He is very amazing.
We got to have him back.
Yeah, he's totally.
We haven't been on. He was on 10 years ago. We haven't had him back, but we got to do it.
So I used that song in my performance at this Duda Queen contest, as well as the other songs too. Mm-hmm. So it was like. So it started with Ave Maria for the nun.
Sure.
Shifted over to Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Right.
Then went to Rocket Man by Elton John. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention also there's a little segment in there, Disco Star Wars. I call it Disco Star Wars. It's
right.
Nico's version of the Star Wars.
Love it.
Star Wars.
Then it was a number one hit.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was big back in the disco days. Yeah. And then a little more Rocket Man, and then finally the Pantyhose song, and then.
Well, you wore your astronaut outfit to my birthday party, and I really appreciate it.
I did wear that. Yeah, so that.
I thought it was Buzz Lightyear come to life. I didn't know what was going on. So, how long have you been cosplaying like this?
So, for a long time. And see, the thing is, Tom Costin, who's the director of the Duda Parade. He has seen me over many years and many Duda parades doing many different characters. And so it was very appropriate that for this Queen contest that I would actually do several different characters all in one performance. Because it's like I've been several characters and many more. Mm-hmm. I've probably done like audition for like, at least 20 different queen contests for mm-hmm. sure, and haven't won any of them obviously because I'm still competing.
Right.
But so I've been a variety of different characters from, those characters. I've been a police officer, which is Nancy first met me. I was this sexy female police officer.
How sexy, Nancy?
Oh, I'd say pretty sexy.
All right.
Yeah, I was all right. He was he was in a short. Sexy dress, outfit,
and the long white boots.
Yeah, the long white boots.
Oh man, if I got pulled over by that police officer, oh my goodness!
It was great.
Memorable.
It was memorable. Yeah, it was a good outfit.
So you really want to be queen?
So I do. I've worked hard at it, and still.
So you did three acts and one in an effort to be queen.
Well, four.
Four.
Four. Right.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And I know. I thought. And I was throwing stuff out at the audience. Here, have some free stuffed animals and some pantyhose I really put my whole everything into it this time.
Well,
and
you're
yeah.
Nicole and I will say you're the queen in our eyes.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes. Appreciate that. Yeah.
So, Nancy, when did you start belly dancing? Because you interviewed me at the premiere, and you were doing the camera, and you were like, "Oh, I'm a belly dancer." When did I? From what I understand, in my exhaustive research, because I exhaustively research both of you, which I do with all my beautiful guests, but apparently you were in the Renaissance Fair. You went to the Renaissance Fair when you were very young.
Yes, yes.
And you just, the belly dancing just just caught your eye.
Well, that's really interesting that you read that. Actually, that's pretty much when the time I started dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was lucky enough to really, you know, just make it work. It's been a long career. I do a lot of other things too.
Right, such as you're a reporter.
I'm a party entertainer, so I do a variety of things. And as a party entertainer, you know, over the years, things, you know, different things become fads. And
as
stuff,
you saw,
so.
My eyebrow cock up.
Yeah.
So you do tarot. I know that.
Yeah, I do. I do reading, and I've been kind of analyzing you, trying to figure out your numbers.
Oh, really? Which was numbers? Oh,
yeah. I've been doing research on you. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah, you would give her your birthday and your place you were born.
Yeah, I need the year.
Okay. All right. But that's a closely guarded secret.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe so. Yeah. But you're definitely a very hard worker, and you really like to inspire people. That's one thing I can tell about.
So you researched me?
Yeah. I'm researching you at the moment.
What surprisingly got in your research?
You really are very, you know, down to earth, practical. I mean, you have a solid side to you.
Mm-hmm.
But my question with you is,
am I ready for this, Nicole?
How did you go from Mark White to Dark Mark?
Well, that's an interesting story. Well, my real name is Mark White.
Yes.
And this is the thing. This is a stage name.
Uh-huh.
Dark Mark. I thought, oh, that's easy to remember.
It's awesome.
My friend Sin Twisted, who's been on the show, she's like, oh, you're Dark Mark. I'm like, perfect. That's a great stage name.
Absolutely.
But everybody goes by Facebook, so nobody uses it. So I've been listed as Mark White. I used to be on Facebook Goth Comedian and Mark White. So I have people Goth Comedian Mark White, Goth Comedian Dark Mark White, Dark Mark White.
Oh,
Billed me as Dark Dave once. I mean, nobody can get it right. I thought it was easy. Dark Mark. I thought that'd be easy, but there you go.
That's great.
Which transitions to my question, yes. Narayana.
Yes.
How did you get that stage name?
Narayana came about as a result of doing numerology. I started actually numerology before I started belly dancing.
Oh, okay.
Well, around the same time, I think I was doing numerology first. And once I started realizing that numerology is based on your birthday and your name,
right,
and making them harmonize so that you can be more actualizing your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, Narayana was harmonized with my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a 777. Which adds up to a 21, which is a 3, which is the number of an entertainer. So once I realized that all these sevens, now I'm 3 sevens, which is
very lucky.
Very obsessive. I'm super detail oriented. And when you have a lot of numbers the same, it makes you kind of a little bit unbalanced in that you have almost too much of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much of a person that's super deep and very, you know, just into like the details of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So once I realized that my life was destiny number, when you add it all the month, day, and year together, comes out to a 3, which is the entertainment number for self-expression and, you know, just, you know, having, you know, like the party situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started thinking, well, my name doesn't add up to that. It, you know, so I wanted to get a name, Narayana. When you add it all up, it adds up to a 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I found the name Narayana in a book. In an ancient book about civilizations, and they were talking about the ancient civilization of Mu and stuff, and they had Narayana is actually named for an Indian god, and it's like this seven-headed serpent going through the universe, and somehow the sevens and the snake and the belly dancing and the you know, the Narayana just seems to kind of, because it's an N and my name Nancy is an N.
Right. So you're very serpentine.
Yeah. So it all kind of came together, and because it was harmonizing with my birthday, I decided that that was the name that, you know, I was going to use for dancing. So.
Okay.
Came from
so do you guys entertain at parties together? Crystal?
We have, not usually, but...
Because you both kind of do similar things.
Yeah, there was a party where we were both fortune tellers at the party, and it worked really well because my liking or my technique or what do you want to call it, my skill or my favorite is tarot cards, and her more is the numbers. So
mm-hmm.
so because of that, we actually do tend to kind of
well.
Where did you each learn that you had a knack for this? Like, how did you go about becoming professionals at it?
I just started buying a bunch of books on the topic and reading them and such. And
did you ever have visions before then, or you thought you were psychic, or you saw the future?
I think everyone has an ability to, if they're open to it, to see things and to understand things that are, I think, beyond our physical perception.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I was open to it for a while, and she just said, yeah, why don't you explore it a bit and see.
Nancy's always pushing it to these things.
Crystal bought this huge crystal ball, and it just worked out really well because the name Crystal and the crystal ball and.
Yes.
You studied Tarot. You really studied Tarot to the point where it became super your thing. You really felt Tarot. I do Tarot also, but it's not my first love. Numbers are because of the 777. I mean, mm-hmm. when I saw that birthday, I thought, wow, you know, what does it mean? And when I got into numerology, started studying it, I realized that there was definitely something to this that I needed to follow up on. And Crystal, I think, got the idea when he found out how much money I was making that one night. I said, man, this was a great party. And you went, well, can I do that? And I said, mm-hmm. yeah, you can do it, but you're going to have to work. And you put the work into it. You've been to crystalkira.com to
yes, of course.
Website and see all the research that she's done and how
yes.
all the cards and the meanings of the cards.
Of course.
It's very intense. And Crystal can do card readings all night. I get exhausted. I mean, I get to a point where maybe 3 hours and mm-hmm. it takes so much out of me because there's so much involved in it. But Crystal just seems to have no end to being able to do it. And for you can do really long.
So 3 hours doesn't exhaust you.
Oh, 3 hours is nothing. I enjoy doing the cards.
So do you guys live together or?
No.
Oh, okay. No, said that she would do it all night, I pictured you guys having like this really cool.
Trust me, all sorts of pictures were going in my mind.
Yeah. No, we don't. But what I'm saying, when we do parties, you know, I've noticed that, you know, you'll stay a lot longer than I will.
But have you ever contradicted each other with your projections?
You know, that we've oftentimes wanted to work together. I'd love to have like a panel of psychics in a way where, because mm-hmm. that could be really fun.
Right.
No, we haven't done that. But we have, you know, sometimes talked about readings and discussed them. And like a lot of times if we did a show together where we have similar, you know, people that we read for, mm-hmm. then, you know, we'll kind of talk about what, you know, but I do that generally. Sometimes I'll have a party where they'll have three or four psychics. So that will come up sometimes where you'll have a particular individual that you read for and some of the other psychics will have the same hit, so to speak.
Okay.
And they'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that person. And go, oh, wait, what are the cards? You know, and they'll talk about different things that they see
mm-hmm.
because it is fascinating the correlation that people will get. And you know, you'll get, I think we've done that a couple of times with our readings where you'll say, oh yeah, I remember we had, you know, there's a certain
thing. Ever have a reading that freaked you out?
Readings are very intimate, very psychic and very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So
because Nicole has, and she's talked about it on air.
Yeah. There's been a lot of instances where, yeah, there's been situations, especially sometimes where the party is rolling, and because I get people where they'll want me to do like 3 or 4 minute readings where they really don't want you to spend a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So you get this kind of interchange of psychic energy that just seems to be swirling around. And sometimes somebody will come and sit down and I'll be like almost where I feel like a shock from the person, and then the reading will go a certain way. And yeah, it can be very overwhelming. I don't say it really freaks me out, but it can overwhelm me in ways that. That's why sometimes I have a limit as to how long it can do it.
I don't think there's a lot that freaks Nancy out, but Crystal, have you ever had a reading that was really weird and you just had a weird feeling about it? It freaked you out?
I can't think of one that freaked me out. Sometimes, yeah, there might be something that's unusual, or I tend to, because I'm doing readings at parties, so I always tend to make it something that's fun and enjoyable, and I know there may be some people who will do all like on dark things or something like that, but I don't. I always try to make the reading somehow turn into a positive rather than a negative. Like if whatever the situation is, you can always turn into positive and say, well, now you know. And this is a guide for you to help you plan your future.
Right.
And if you take this specific path you're on, okay, it's going to lead to your downfall, but that doesn't mean you have to take this path. Now you know you can make the changes and move in a better direction.
And I do have to ask, because I ask every tarot card reader this question, you know what's coming, Nicole. Yeah. If you see the future, what do you need the cards for?
Well, and I will tell people that the cards are something that gets the conversation going, and I don't find that the cards are absolutely essential, but I find the cards are very helpful to get things moving. Mm-hmm. And I agree. It's like, well, you don't necessarily even need the cards, but they're definitely helpful to get things moving. And
have you ever just sat down and given somebody, like, you just like had an instinct about a person, so you just given them a message you felt they needed to hear?
I think so. Yeah, I think I have. Yeah.
I can see the wheels turning. You're probably looking at me going, there's a few things I could say to you, but there's another path for you. But and what else do you do at parties? So you do the cosplay, you do the tarot,
right?
You do the conventions,
and then I know you do conventions.
Yeah. Well, like video. If you're talking about shooting video, video at conventions where, I assembled teams over time. And we did a variety of different conventions, like Pasadena Comic Con, WonderCon, Drag Con, what
all
else?
All the Halloween events.
The one down in Long Beach.
Monsterpalooza.
Well, Monsterpalooza.
Oh, yeah, no, Burbank. Those were and that's Burbank and any good celebrity encounters?
Good and bad.
Yes. Oh, let's hear the bad. I got to hear the bad.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah.
Well, the bad are the ones that don't want to give you an interview. Those are the bad ones. Like, they'll just, for whatever reason, we're not going to give you an interview. But so that's easy, but the good ones are no. There's been a few people that are just
who's good. Who's a good interview nice. Besides myself.
One of the first one that comes up. Oh God, I keep blanking on her name. Oh,
Wednesday?
No. I mean, she was nice. I mean, that was good.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But no, but the one I'm thinking of she did Battle Beyond the Stars. God, I'm blanking on her name. I wish I could think of her name. She was so much fun. She's a really beautiful woman. She's a model.
Okay.
And if you remember the movie Battle Beyond the Stars, it was a science fiction movie that took place right around 1980.
That's when they were doing all the Star Wars ripoffs.
Right. Exactly. And so Roger Corman, who's a low-budget filmmaker, made this movie that, he was trying to... And I guess that's the most money he's ever spent on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was... And it starred... the guy.
Well, it says it stars Richard Thomas, Robert Vaughn, Sybil Danning.
That's the one.
Don't even start. Sybil Danning had
gorgeous.
I, you know,
and she was such a nice interview too. It was so much fun.
She's a big crush for a lot of people that grew up in the video stores, because she would get naked in every movie.
She was nice. She was so nice.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. But yeah,
she's a great.
She was great.
She was so much fun. And so I asked her, could you please tell me a story about, you know, on the set of Battle Beyond the Stars? So she did, about how the breast piece that she had to wear, that the glue to her her body, and
she has an ample chest.
Yeah, she does. She does. She
probably still does. I would imagine.
Very nice. She's very nice. Yeah. And yeah,
I can see breastplates not quite fitting right.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had to have heard the story the way she told it. It was.
But is that on your YouTube channel? Because I'll check it out.
Actually, I didn't put the interview with her on the channel, because I always tried to I didn't want cursing on my channel.
Oh, okay.
And the thing was, I believe that she's the curse word in there. But it was from the director, and she
was quoting.
She was actually quoting the director what he said, so I can understand that, and it definitely makes sense. And I was going both ways on, because I thought, you know what, I know she didn't say the word because she's trying to curse. She said the word because she was making a point of how the director spoke.
Yeah. Right.
And so so it was a really tough line for me to navigate on that one, because.
Yeah, don't go to my YouTube channels. There's all sorts of cursing there. Well, we got a late start, so this is a fun-sized episode. Yeah. But I have to say, because we do have a hard out, I have to ask, and look at these eyes light up.
Ooh.
I do have to ask if you would do a birthday dance for me. And I can grab some music on my phone if you'd like. I don't know.
Okay, grab some music.
What is a song that you like to dance to?
Anything fast. Like regular belly dance music.
I'm going to YouTube, going belly dance music, and we'll see how it goes. Hold on. Oop, there it is.
Yeah.
Belly dance music. And, okay.
I look forward to this.
Oh, belly. Oh, yeah. Oh, not as much as I am.
I know.
Right? Okay. All right.
Wow.
Okay. So. Let's see. Let's try Cycle of Life. Of course, there's a fucking ad here, but let's see here. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to curse.
It's not my channel.
No, trust me, we encourage profanity, but there we go. Okay.
You probably have some music in there.
Uh-oh, the whole veil thing. Ooh. Look at that belly. Thank you. hope this is a long song. Let me see here. That's his, oh, yeah, there's more. But that's okay. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wonderful. I would clap, but I, yeah, here, I, that's amazing. That is great. And you are in, you're in tremendous shape.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's weird, because I was going to say, most belly dancers I know, they have kind of a little pooch in their stomach. But yeah, you don't. You're just tight as a drum.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, anyway, belly dancers all kind of vary.
Yeah.
Different body types, so.
Right.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah,
keeps you in shape.
Apparently so. I mean, you're in great, you're both in great shape. What's your secret?
Well,
uh-oh.
We really work on our diet a lot.
Is that what it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the diet.
Yeah, we're very strict.
Oh, okay.
Try to be, yeah.
Do you guys keep each other in check? Or?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, we
yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, Nicole and I are sort of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I get a scale update every day from Nicole.
Yeah, well, you know, you were mentioning that you felt that you were, you know, getting better shape. And
well, I lost a lot. Yeah, I lost 65 pounds in the last year, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's incredible.
We understand the need for discipline.
Yeah.
We just don't do it, but we understand the need.
I try.
We're getting better now. Yeah. You guys are much more disciplined. Yeah. You guys are in fantastic shape.
Thank you.
So what do you do besides diet? I mean, what type of exercise do you do? Do you guys belly dance with each other? Or what?
Yeah. You bicycle. You used to.
Well, that was years ago. Though. I haven't been bicycling in a long time. And bicycling, running. But that was, again, that was years ago. Lately, no, it's just work around the house, working on projects, building things.
Yeah.
If I'm doing DJ, I'm hauling a lot of equipment to and from the gigs that I do, and it's that is a lot of work. That's an enormous amount of exercise.
Right.
Because people they see me on the at the gig, and they may see all my equipment there, but they don't realize like I had to pull all that equipment out of my house, put it in my vehicle, and then haul it out to the show, then set it up. Then
you got the engine, then you got to break it down. You got to take it back.
Bring it back home and put it back in its places. Yes,
yeah, so right.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was doing like once a month, every month this year. I was doing at least one party, at least one every month.
So, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of hauling.
Yeah, it's a lot of hauling.
And then you got the So about the belly dance outfits. Now, how long did it take you to accumulate this?
Oh, actually,
I mean, it's not covering a lot, but I understand.
Well, you know, actually, I've accumulated costumes for many years, so I can't really say how long it takes.
Right.
But lately, in the last few years, I don't make my costumes as much as I used to because now they're more available. And I just have gotten a lot more that other people have made. But I have costumes from a long time.
Right.
And I have many kinds of costumes. I also do Hawaiian dancing.
Oh, so now you tell me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You hula?
You didn't do your research deep enough.
No, I've tried. There's something, I don't know what happened before 2016, but you guys had some sort of life. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's crazy.
Tactical soap. We are sponsored by Tactical Soap. Andrew, we are sponsored
by
Tactical Soap.
Don't drop it in the
prison. No. Tactical Soap is pheromone infused soap.
Really?
And Vanya, you know, you want a guy to smell good, don't you?
I sure do, because I like to eat him up.
Right. Well, you'll be eating this up because they have three variations of three different soaps.
Oh, okay.
Maverick. Bond and Dirted.
Bond, that's for me.
And they have soaps.
Maverick.
James Bond.
Right. They have Maverick. Yeah, Bond is for the older men. And so, but they have three different variations of the soap. Great smelling. I'm waiting for myself to come. But they have soaps. They have deodorant. They have lotions. They have all sorts of stuff. Go to the description in this podcast and get your tactical soap.
Get your soap on.
Exactly.
Soapy.
Easy because, I'm just recently on Facebook, if you've noticed, just the last
week. Well, but you have like 10 profiles.
Yeah, because I started the dates, the different dates. Of the, what was it? 1-1-2-1-2-3-2-2-3-23.
Numerology.
There was another one, 2-23-2-22. Yeah, I mean, it was just all about those numbers. So that's kind of what prompted it. I have five pages because I do, the numerology. I have a specific page for that. I don't know if you looked at that, but that's one page. And then Narayana Polynesia, is another page. So that's
Hawaiian dancing.
Yeah. I do hula shows. So I also do kids shows, clown face painting.
Oh, nice.
Balloons. Yeah, all that.
You know how much I love clowns. Yeah, if you did your research, you must have seen that. I've dated clowns, all sorts of things. Nothing sexier than a clown.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Well, I was wondering, because your makeup and all that.
It's a little clownish, yes.
Yeah, it has like a little feel to it. And I was wondering if there had been a clown in your background.
There's been several clowns in my background.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
There was one specifically I dated a clown, and she was beautiful. The late Clownlin Monroe, the patron saint of the show.
Are you talking about who?
Clownlin Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was the clown Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's okay.
And she, unfortunately, passed away a few years ago. But dating clowns, great. The only weird thing about it was when she took off her shoes, her feet were normal size. That's the only thing that I had to complain about. Other than that, it was fine.
Oh, my God. Yes. Right. Like, you've ever been kissed by a clown,
I've been kissed by clowns.
Yeah, but, it's kind of like this.
Have you ever been kissed by a clown?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, because it's like, at first you think it's going to be all great, but then you kind of get this makeup all over you, and it's kind of like, wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. Have you kissed a clown in your time, Crystal?
I think a clown kissed me before I ever...
Because there's going to be a lot of clowns at the Doodah Parade.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of clowns at the Doodah Parade, even if they're not just in clown outfits.
Right. So, I don't know. Nicole, you're the only one here that has never been
kissed by a clown. But it could happen.
Yeah. Dare to dream.
Yeah.
Dare to dream. But, wow, I'll tell you, this has been so fascinating. We're just getting started. Tell me one thing that deep in my research that I missed. Oh, wait a second. Ooh. I think they're going to come in here.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, we better wrap it up then. But Crystal, tell everybody where they can get a hold of you and all the things that you do.
Yeah, okay. So there's my YouTube channel. That's... Crystal Kira,
spelled
K-R-I-S-T-A-L-K-I-R-A. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's I's and A's.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal Kira YouTube channel. There's Crystal Kira on Facebook, same spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's crystalkira.com, the website, which shows some of the stuff I'm doing over there. Yeah, and on the YouTube channel, there's a variety of different videos from... like the conventions that I've shot, some Doodah Parade, some Nancy or Narayana.
There's a lot of Narayana.
Yeah, a lot of Narayana.
But no profanity.
Yeah. What was fun was a few years back, the two of us were going to various locations around LA and shooting her dancing in front of them. And one of my favorites, I must admit, was the Pacific Design Center, which is a beautiful building in West Hollywood. It's mm-hmm. green, blue, and red. I mean, and then there's these fountains in front of it. And it took me a little bit to convince her to go there. But once she went there, she's like, wow, this is an amazing looking building. And so we shot video in front of there and other areas of LA too. But I just have a personal liking to that building. I just thought it was really beautiful.
Wow.
But we shot video in other places too. And unfortunately, there's a few of them that they didn't really like us shooting in front of the place, so they asked us to leave, unfortunately.
How dare they?
See, I look too professional. Here's the thing. I'm walking in with professional equipment, and it's like, you can't shoot, you got to get a permit and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how dare they?
I know. It's like
to have Narayana dancing in front of anything makes
that
building so much better.
We probably got away with a lot more then than we could now.
I'll bet.
We got lucky, we did a lot of different locations.
So tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and get you to do their numerology and your hula dancing and everything else.
Yeah. Well, I'm on Facebook, which is the good news.
Finally.
Narayana, which is, Nancy Narayana, or mm-hmm. Nancy Urbach, which is my page where I, kind of post a lot of other people and things that I do.
Right.
Narayana Nancy Urbach is the hosting page where I put your video up the last time when you saw it.
Right.
And then Narayana Numerology and mm-hmm. Narayana Polynesia.
That's a lot of Narayana.
Yes, yes.
Get your Narayana on space on Facebook. That's N-A-R-A-Y-A-N.
Five different versions of herself.
Yeah. Well, that's at least five, and I'm sure there's plenty, plenty more.
Yeah, there could be.
You are a multifaceted woman.
Yes.
You're both multifaceted. Thank you so much for coming. I know it was kind of a pain to find a place in parking, but I appreciate both of you coming down, and thank you for that lovely birthday dance. Oh, and
you're welcome.
Maybe one of these days I'll tell you my real age. Oh. And Nicole, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm Nicole6Books on Instagram and Nicole H6 on Facebook.
Right. And look at those cute pigtails. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media, and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.